I can hold my beer as good as any man, and I'll dance and sing as long as I can.
Welcome to Rhythm and Brews, the monthly podcast where Luke and Andrew tastefully twin music and beer.
Well done. Well done.
That was only take number 3 of the intro.
And this is episode number what is it?
This is episode number 9. No, this is episode number 10. Episode number 10. Who has let us rabbit on for 10 months?
I don't think anyone let us, just no one stopped us.
It's very true. Yeah, yeah. They haven't issued a takedown notice yet. We're waiting for Trump to tweet.
The podcast police to arrest us.
So we're back! We're back!
I think it's about 2 months in real time since we recorded this. Is it not?
You're ruining the magic of podcasting.
It is.
So yeah, so it is.
And it's actually been even longer since we just did us two in a room.
Oh, it's been forever. Yeah. Well. It's been... So we haven't recorded a podcast since June. Mm-hmm. Maybe even late May?
I think it might be May, to be honest.
But obviously, you know, you guys have been regaled with our lovely episodes with Pete Brown.
Yeah.
Woo!
That was a good one.
I swooned. It's like a fangirl. Of course, West Berkshire / Renegade.
Yep.
With the lovely Chris.
Oh, stop. It stops being funny.
And Ruth. Lovely Simon and Ruth, who were fantastic. And thank you to everyone who listened to that and gave us nice feedback.
Yes.
It's been very good. So before we kick on with our beery news.
Okay.
Do you want to explain to the listeners at home what it is that we're doing here?
I will do. I apologise now. I've got a bit of a frog in my throat, I think. So
why just follow a frog?
If I sound super sexy on this episode, that's why.
Oh, well.
As opposed to just normal sexy.
I'll try and keep my pants on.
Oh, dear. Put them back. So the premise is this. If anyone's been listening, I'm sure they'll know this. If you're brand new listeners, then I'll try and summarise. The theory being that you can make food and drink taste better with the right sounds. And if you then take that a bit further, you can make beer, which is what we're drinking today, which is what the podcast is about. You can make it taste better, or in Luke's words, you can enhance certain qualities
yes!
of it. I try and make it taste better. Luke just chooses to enhance it by playing the right music, because it includes, on one level, there is a tonal quality that enhances flavours. So the concept being low bass notes will enhance bitterness and higher frequencies will enhance sweetness. So that's the basic concept. But then on a different sort of personal and experiential level, can you play music that enhances or captures the qualities or characteristics of a beer and makes it taste better from that point of view?
I think you're getting quite succinct at this, Andrew.
Yeah, and so if you do it really well, you'll have a song that has both the tonal qualities that enhance it and then the experiential qualities that enhance it.
But we both know that we're rank amateurs, so that won't be happening. So this episode, you're very lucky, dear listener, because it's just me and Andrew.
Ooh.
Me and Andrew in my boudoir again. recording, and this one we actually do have a theme to. We thought in advance and we didn't just go and pick some random beers. So this month we are looking at Bristol beers.
Yes.
Which is quite exciting. Because I do think that Bristol is a bit of an unsung hero in the beer world.
Yeah, but coming up in the world, it's got lots of good breweries.
Yeah, there's some really great ones. I mean,
and oddly enough, I think we've both got separate trips to Bristol coming up.
We do. I am so looking forward to, if anybody does have a trip to Bristol soon, my top tip, which is basically everybody knows this place, but still, small bar on King Street? King Street, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Is absolutely phenomenal. I had one of the best beers I've ever had there. Just Thornbridge's Fika. It's phenomenal. Okay. Yeah, lovely coffee stout. But there's actually a really nice string of bars all along King Street.
Street of Dreams.
And yeah, it's a Street of Dreams. And then you can even end up on a boat called The Apple that only does cider.
Oh.
Yeah, fantastic. It's like £2 for a half pint of old Bristolian, which is like 13%. seriously, it is definitely where you want to end the night, because you'll probably end up in the canal. But anyway, so yeah, so we both enjoy a bit of Bristol. don't know what that was supposed to mean, Andrew. No, no.
As in get your Bristols out.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I'm going to plead foreigner again.
Okay.
Okay, but before we get onto the beers, so we've been doing a few things over the last 2 months, haven't we?
I know, we have. Various beery things. I mean, the most recent being Great British Beer Festival that we went to last week.
Yes, yeah. So it'll be, I think, 2 weeks once this is out. Yeah. And so to sum it all up, Andrew, what did you think of the Champion beer?
The Champion beer? In past years, it's been pretty good, I think.
And this year,
once we fought our way through the queue to get it, because it was only periodically being served, very average.
Remarkably average. So that's Church End's Goat's Milk.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's a decent real ale. That's pretty much it.
I find it'd be really interesting to know what criteria were applied to that, because I don't get that.
But then what would you say your pick then was?
Well, I think we both enjoyed the Angles Arc, didn't we?
Yeah, which is a collaboration between Burning Sky and
Harvey's.
Yeah. So, you know, new school and old school clashing.
Yeah, but it was really nice. I think it was the first beer I had when I got in there. I think I made a beeline for it.
And it was one of the only ones I saw that was actually not on cask.
It was
on draft. Yeah. But it was phenomenal. It was lovely. Yeah. It had these almost aniseedy notes to me that you didn't really pick up on. But no,
I was just enjoying it. I think it was the first beer in there and it didn't really touch the sides.
Oh, it was gorgeous. And it did. It went down so well after so much heavy cask ale. I also had a lovely one from Tiny Rebel, the Mojito Sour, which was basically their take on a sour, sort of mixed with an American-style IPA, to me. It has sort of had that bitterness, but also the tartness, the sour, with the lime and the... What else is in Mojito? I can never bloody remember.
Mint.
Yeah, that crushing through.
Yeah.
Which is quite good.
What else did we have? We had Old Freddie Walker. Is that Old Freddie Walker?
No.
Yeah.
No, something like that.
It was Old Freddy Walker. It was.
Good on you.
It was, which was really nice.
Overall, it was pretty good. Few too many novelty hats, few too many novelty t-shirts for my liking, but that is because I am a humbug. We have, coming up before the next podcast, we've got Beavertown Extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be very exciting, and we hope to see some people down there. So if you're listening to this and you're down on a Friday evening, then...
we'll be the ones drinking the beer.
Yeah, try and find us. I'm the really attractive one, and Andrew's the super old dude.
Yep. And we'll probably wear novelty hats.
Yeah, yeah. Just to keep him with the crowd. And then apart from that, you had an exciting beery trip, didn't you?
I did. I went to Slovenia, not for the purposes of drinking beer, but then was very pleasantly surprised to find loads of good beer there.
Any top three Slovenian beers?
Oh, shall I? I've got a list here. Shall I read them out?
Geez.
I've actually prepped. Look.
Andrew and his bloody list.
Yeah, but I do some prep, you know? Yeah. Right then. Okay, so Slovenian breweries that I enjoyed and to look out for if they ever sell stuff in the UK. And I think some of these probably do.
Okay.
Human Fish.
Sure.
Which is run by an Aussie.
Yay!
Yeah. Set up there quite a while ago.
Are you just going to do a list of breweries?
I am. Shall I...
Quick, rattle them off.
Okay, Pelisson, Lobic, Hops Brew, Bevog, Reservoir Dogs, Hopster, Tectonic, Maligrad, Lintvern, Communizer, Kitcher, Lempelage, and Ape.
Jesus, you drank a lot of beer.
I know.
And so out of all of those, which one was your favourite beer?
I reckon Pelisson do some great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pelisson, okay, so keep an eye out for them. Not lovely Slovenian beers. And then, of course, we both went out to Norway.
Yes.
Again, not for the purpose of beer, but we did a lovely little...
We stumbled upon some beer.
Yeah, we did a lovely little beer tasting with the guys from Grim and Groot, who are a tiny brewery based up near Alesund, sort of in the fjords, middle fjords. And they are apparently quite big sort of in Norway. They distribute all around Norway, and they've got a pretty impressive range. And just really lovely guys as well.
They were. Very impressive. Everyone's lovely in Norway, though.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I mean, to be honest, I don't think I've met a arsehole that was Norwegian.
So it was interesting, the group of people that were drinking with us then. So, A, the number of people that speak perfect English. were actually home brewing freaks, knew a lot about beer themselves, And then that guy was saying he'd been at Ubrew when we were there. Didn't he not say he even recalled us being at Ubrew?
Yeah. He met us down at Ubrew, apparently. which is good that we can remember that.
Yeah. It stopped us bullshitting.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, again, I think for me, one of the highlights of that, though, wasn't in the beer tasting. It was they did a special brew.
Oh, that was nice.
Exclusively for the festival.
Is it festival?
Festival.
Ol.
Ol, of course, being Norwegian for beer. Yeah.
That was really nice.
It was a lovely New England-style IPA, so very on-trend.
Yep.
And you know what? Only £6 a pint. Crazy. But no, it was phenomenal beer, actually. It was really nice. So I hope they bring that out in their core range and then start actually exporting to the UK, because apparently they're only exporting to Malta at the moment. But anyway, if you're in Norway, then check out Grim and Grit.
What else did we do? Beery adventures. I went to Cloudwater. That was fun.
Ah, oh, look at you.
I know.
I drove...
Ticking them off.
I drove past Magic Rock. but anyway, should we get on to the... Yeah. Bristol beers?
Yes.
Yeah, crack on with number one.
So we should say we didn't go to Bristol and buy these.
No, we went...
we went to our friendly and very well-stocked local bottle shop.
Oh, Jesus, my bottle opener's not working
properly. Number one. So luckily they had quite a good range of Bristol breweries in. And we chose... four different breweries and four different styles of beers.
Yep. Yeah, we didn't have any overlap at all.
No.
Do you want to drink the rest of your water there? Mm-hmm. And I will leave a gap now for our little jingle. Okay. So, first up, we have the inimitable. Is that the word I'm going for?
I don't know. Depends what you're meaning to convey.
Arbor
Ales.
Who have, I've had quite a lot of Arbor, and I've enjoyed most of them, so...
I like their lager.
Which is
called Mega Mega White Thing, which I think is the best name for a lager ever.
Aren't Chumbawamba from Bristol as well?
I think Chumbawamba.
Oh, whoops. It's the other one.
Yes, it's the other one. Anyway...
Wait. Mega Mega White Thing is the Yeah, which isn't Chumbawamba at all.
No.
Oh god. We're already five beers in. So
this is Arbor Ales. What's the name of the beer?
So this is Limelight, which is a pale ale brewed with fresh lime zest. So it's a pale, it's 4.5%. It's basically American hops, so Cascade and Citra, and a shitload of lime zest chucked in the brew.
And it is limey. I'm even getting a bit of lime on the nose.
Oh, I'm going to get my notes out. Where are my notes? Oh, it's a disaster, Andrew.
Can I tell you what I think it tastes like?
Is it your mum?
Lager and lime.
Hey!
But that's not a bad thing, is it?
No.
No, actually, the lime is a lot more subtle than that. It's not like a lime cordial stuck in a beer. It's...
So here's my tasting notes, Andrew.
Okay.
Okay, light colour.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice foamy head-ish.
Yeah.
It's gone down a bit now. Nose is basically an Australian pale. This smells like an Australian pale. I have no idea why.
Really?
To me, a slight bit of lime in there. A little bit of lime.
You can smell it.
I don't know, maybe I think I had it a little bit colder than this last night. And to me, it smelled quite a lot like a Cooper's. Like a Cooper's Pale.
Okay.
To the point where I was actually expecting, because I hadn't read the label, I was expecting to find some, like, Australian New World hops as opposed to American New World hops.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bit of a...
Are you about to
pride,
make a joke?
Pride of Ringwood hops. Oh, yeah. I know my stuff. That's what Cooper's is brewed with. Yeah. I did research. But apparently it's not. It's Cascade and Citra, which I yawned at heavily. because I'm kind of getting a bit sick of everyone just fucking using Citra.
If they work.
But, surprisingly, this isn't a hot bomb that you'd expect from anybody using those kind of things. This is actually a really nice, balanced pale.
I'm not getting any hoppy aromas on the nose. Personally.
You get a hint of lime at the back. It's actually not that bitter either.
No.
It's got a crispness to it. Yeah. It's not a bitterness. It's a real sort of dry crispness to it that, to me, just makes it... instantly smashable.
That's copyrighted. You can't use that.
Yeah, fuck Beer O'Clock Show. What do they know?
No.
But yeah, this is, to me, this is like a smasher on a 40 degree day.
I can imagine it's icy cold.
It's lovely though. I basically, I tasted this and knew exactly what I was going for.
Oh, okay. Good.
No ifs or buts about it. I wanted an Australian party band. But
okay.
I confined myself to Bristol bands because I did this properly, Andrew.
No, every time I've tried to pick a band that has that sort of connection with the beer, you've always poo-pooed it and said that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's because you're shit at this and I'm awesome.
Okay, let's see what you think.
So I went for a band that we both know and love, but unfortunately not many other people do,
okay,
which is Cut Capers.
Oh, yes.
So... wanted something that you can play in the sun, so went for a slightly chilled song of theirs.
Okay.
Because I wanted something that you could kind of relax to.
Not one of their mega upbeat. Ooh.
No. Not huge. I did try some of the big ones, and they just didn't work. This needs a bit more of a relaxing song.
Really?
So, this is... I'm going to play it, and
I'm
going
to have to scrub all the relaxing songs I've got lined up now.
Well, yep, you're going to have to switch to hard techno.
Yeah, okay, go.
Shall I explain Cut Capers now, or shall I explain it afterwards?
No, explain it now.
Okay.
So that people know what to expect.
So, Cut Capers are a million-piece ska hip-hop band from Bristol. I think they've got like 9 or 10 members.
Would you call them a collective?
Yeah, I think they are definitely verging on the collective. So they kind of effortlessly blend this kind of ska swing kind of vibe. So they have the full horn section... an amazing singer at the front.
Yeah. Well, actually, don't they have sort of interchangeable singers?
Well, she's the sort of main singer.
Yeah.
And who I can't remember her name, even though I've met her multiple times.
Aww.
This is very rude, but it's okay. And then they have these two rappers. So one of the saxophonists raps, and they've got a Spanish guy who is their sort of dedicated rapper. So they actually do quite a lot in Spanish as
okay.
well,
okay.
which is pretty sweet. So I'm going to play one of their tracks now. So this is one of their more chill tracks that I think suits the beer perfectly from an experiential point of view.
Okay.
This is Cut Capers with Live Today.
Not enough spare minutes, bare living, meaning that these free times are air given. I'm taking small steps, sitting on my porch steps, daydreaming till the evening, nothing more's left. My head's spinning, far from a breadwinner, bread and butter, dinner's dim lit, liquor ridden, living quarters, brass popping up my floorboards. I'm thoughtless, seeking out some battlegrounds, running to my safe havens. So stuck in states, seeking out emancipation. While people look around for an explanation, but I find sanity in motion. Thoughts so potent, like my frontal lobe regions exploding. It's overflowing, yeah, my brain's just running. But you got to live today.
Por pagar, vivo sin descanso, mi jornada es laboral, buscándome la vida como rata en la ciudad, esquivando charcos y la soledad. Vivo la vida en positivo, pongo sentido, voy descubriendo el camino, aunque a veces no las veo, no las tengo todas conmigo, sin un punto duro en este mundo tan amigo.
As I awake from my comatose state, yeah, late for nothing, early for something, then I walk, but I'm sure it's coming, living off these proper jokes and toast, afraid to open posts, as I'm walking through my living room on tiptoes, one of those, clinging to you, with things to prove, trying to get a fresh clip, it's the next hit on YouTube, not sure who's who, I'm lost, a hopscotch between life bots, just trying to find out what
but
I'm
got to live today. The future's far away. Stand and say, which hand you're gonna play? Live today.
living, head spinning, far from a breadwinner, bread and butter dinner, thin lead like a ridden living, head spinning, far from a breadwinner, bread and butter dinner, thin lead like a ridden living, head spinning, far from a breadwinner, bread and butter dinner, thin lead. But you got to live today. The future's far away. Stand and say, which hand you're gonna play. Live today. The future's far away. Stand and say, which hand you're gonna
Capers with Live Today.
I thought you were going to pick... Yeah, you could have picked some massively upbeat ska-type thing, couldn't you?
I think this is a bit more of a laid-back beer.
Chilling.
Yeah,
chilling,
it's like...
in the sun.
This is... And to me, so that... when I tried it last night, that to me brought out the grassy notes in it.
Oh, grassy arse.
Mm. Look at you. But I do think that, like, it's basically sun going down in a festival in a field, which is very reminiscent of the last episode that we did when I did that for their lager. But anyway, their grassy lager, see? Yeah.
So this is like, it's a massive, it's nearly a 600ml bottle, this.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
It's massive. And I do like, I think I agree with their instructions on the bottle, which is to serve super cold and in the sunshine.
I 100% agree with that. So as I said, I wasn't really going for, there wasn't much sonically going on there that would enhance that beer, but I thought experientially that matched the beer.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Mm.
And that's good song to go with it. I get where you're going with that.
There you go. Oh wait, but you always agree with me.
I know, because that's what, if I just sat there and go, no, you're wrong.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Pish and tish.
Okay. Well, shall we move on to beer number two then?
Yeah. I think,
wow.
Let's crack on.
We smacked through that, didn't we?
We did. That's a nice beer, though. I'd recommend it.
Lovely light beer. Everybody should check it out. You can get it in all good online retailers and good bottle shops.
I'm guessing so.
Arbor Limelight. Do it, people. Go for some Bristol. Okay. That's the
get
tagline.
Get some Bristol in ya.
Get some Bristol in ya.
So next up,
Smash a Bristol.
Okay.
Beer number two.
So beer number two again
is yours.
Is mine. And oddly enough, even though this is the same ABV, it's completely different. Completely different. And that's Luke opening a can.
Oh, that felt so good.
He's opening a can of a collaboration between More Beer Company, and funnily enough, Arbor again, and coffee roasters called
Clifton
Coffee.
When you said it was a collab with Arbor, I didn't actually clock that, yeah, we'd just done an Arbor.
So it's another one, Arbor. So we did say it was four different breweries, but that's because it's More on the can. And this is called Dark Alliance.
And so this is a...
It is a hoppy coffee stout.
Sure.
4.5%.
Yep, okay.
Are you looking at that? You can see how dark that is.
That
4.5% stout.
This is like a... Wait, I'm going to see. I can see nothing of Andrew through this.
Which is probably a good thing.
There's a light coming out of his eye. No. Yeah, very dark. Like thick foamy head. Shitloads of lacing.
And then smell it.
I think I just inhaled some foam.
I mean, there's so much coffee on
there. That is, yeah.
I mean, that's predominantly what I'm picking up.
So you just had another More at GBBF, didn't you? Which is the one that you were talking about, which was a batshit crazy 7.5%.
Oh, was that More?
Yeah, that was More.
The old Freddie Walker.
Yeah.
It was really nice, though.
It was lovely. It was
fruity.
But it was, like, thick as shit.
It was lovely, though. It was lovely.
Mm.
And this is lovely as well.
Oh. Oh. Did you? This is just an espresso.
It's so much. It's so like coffee. Mm. I mean, the nose is coffee. It's roasted bitterness.
There's like hardly any carbonation to it, which I think is to me, how a stout should be. I don't understand stouts that are carbonated. I think it's just wrong.
Really?
It's why I don't like a lot of bottled stouts.
Well, it's interesting because Moore is the single brewer that's got his cans approved by Camra.
Ooh. So,
no, but that means that is real ale in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently. That's...
Wait, what are you doing? You've only poured one can. Anyway, start talking in your tasting notes.
Okay, my tasting notes.
With your real paper. Here we go.
So,
I'll keep pouring.
So dark, very dark, tan head. Smells massively of coffee. Maybe slight hoppy notes, but it's coffee. It's coffee, coffee, coffee. That's what I'm going to keep saying, coffee, because it's predominantly coffee.
Coffee!
Roasted bitterness on the taste. It lingers a bit, not overpowering, but it is that. I thought there was maybe some lactose in this to give it a slight sweetness, but there isn't. There's none mentioned on the can, so it must be my mistake.
Because it's, like, for such a light stout as well, it's not that thin. Like,
it's
got really, quite a bit of body to it.
Yep. Doesn't feel unbalanced, even though it's massively roasty.
Mm.
Not too thick. Not too boozy either. There's no, which I mean, I know it's only 4.5%, but that comes across as a beer that should be 6-7%.
Yeah, you should be falling off your stool after drinking this.
But then I did conclude, despite the fact I'm banging on about this and how nice it is, I wouldn't want to drink more than maybe a can of this because the roastiness is just too much.
It basically, this to me, if you have a pint of this, for example.
Yeah, which you could, 4.5%, you could.
You'd end up, you know, with that awful coffee breath that you get? You'd end up with, because it is, it's like the, and I think it's the way that they've hopped it, it gives you that real cold brew bitterness sort of in the back. It's quite an amazing, I actually think this is one of the best coffee beers I've had, and that's after just having all of the Siren.
Oh yeah, the four specials.
Project Baristas.
Yeah.
Which, if anybody can get their hands on, I would highly recommend.
I would get Turkish.
See, creamer and caffeine for me were phenomenal. But anyway, anyway, more.
So yes, so I was thinking. So do I try and choose a song
that's literal and has coffee in the title?
Yeah. That was one of the things. Well, do I go bassy to try and bring out more bitterness to really enhance the roastiness of it?
No.
Or do I try and go higher tones to try and emphasise, bring out some more sweetness?
Cool.
So first of all, yeah, I did go down a route of looking up every song that had coffee in the title. Why would you not? That's the easy starting point.
Yep, okay, yeah.
And I came across one song, I thought, I like that song, played it, and it didn't go with it. But then I went with the same artist. I thought, well, maybe one of his other songs will work better.
What was the song?
The song was Free Coffee.
Oh, okay.
And it just doesn't work. I love the song, but it doesn't work with this beer. But I thought, hang on, maybe Ben Folds has got another song that will work with this.
He's got the high tones. There's a lot of high tones,
yeah.
That man.
So I went with high tones and a piano, to try and see if I could make this.
That's his latest album, isn't it?
Yeah, High Tones and a Piano, yeah. It should be. Just to see, could I make this a beer that I would want to drink even more of because I was reducing the bitterness and bringing out the sweetness.
Okay.
So it's a nice, slow, mellow. It's kind of a bitter song, which is an experiential.
Wait, for Ben Folds to do a bitter song?
And there's no swearing in it.
Wait, what? Are you sure it's Ben Folds? Is this Jack Johnson? Are you accidentally mixing them up?
Now, this is a lovely song, which I'm always a bit loath to play lovely songs, because you then slag them off at the end.
To be honest, I mean, I am a big Ben Folds fan, and especially his sappy songs. Like, The Luckiest and Gracie are two of the greatest songs ever written, and they are like, you know, they're dripped in honey. Like, they're so sappy.
And I nearly played Landed, but I decided against Landed.
Oh, such a good song.
Such a good song. But I did choose Cologne.
Okay.
Which I probably should have played for a time we drink a Kolsch.
Is it? I was going to say, is it about the smelly stuff or the German city?
It's about the German city. I think it's a breakup song. It's he's in Cologne. His wife, who is no longer with him.
Is not in Cologne?
It's not in Cologne.
By the way, on a side note, is Cologne, the smelly stuff, from Cologne?
It might be, because it's eau de Cologne. Mm. So that's maybe where it came from.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so...
We'll wiki that.
So, this is to go with the More Dark Alliance.
Which is the phenomenally coffee, roasty beer.
This is Ben Folds.
Yes.
With Cologne.
Here in Cologne, I know I said it wrong. I walked you to the train and back across alone.
Go.
So that was Ben Folds with Cologne.
Cologne. Like I say, could have saved that for a Kolsch on an episode, couldn't I?
Could have, but actually that went particularly well.
I think it did for me when I was drinking it.
Let's try.
In
wait.
Prep.
Okay, try. Oh, look at that. The bitterness is back.
Yeah, you see.
Check that out.
I think it actually worked.
That surprisingly, especially during the chorusy bits and the 4-3-2-1 bits.
Yeah.
Like it did. It muted the bitterness of it.
Yeah.
I love how we're always surprised when the theory works.
It works. But it's not utter bullshit.
No. Yeah. I mean, we're not just talking out our arse hoping people will give us free beer.
No. And we do. The thing is, we do some serious prep on this.
I did at least half an hour last night.
We do think long and hard about this.
No, we do. Yeah. I'm always long and hard, yeah. What are we talking about? Okay, so shall we...
So that was beer number two.
And that was really well done.
Generally, that kind of worked.
Lovely beer. Very good beer. I would give that above a 4 on Untappd, I reckon.
Wow. As a beer, yeah?
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm pretty harsh with my... You know, most of my beers range between 3 and 4, so that's some high praise.
I think I do as well. I do. I like Moore's beers, and that's particularly good, that one.
Yeah, it's good. And you know what? I hate to say it, Andrew, but good song choice.
Whoa.
I'd give you a 3.5.
Thank you very much. I'd rather have you 5.
Okay.
Right, so we need to get some more beers out the fridge.
Yeah, we'll go for intermission now. It's wee break time. Ready?
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
And we're back in the room for a second time.
We are back now.
Yeah. How was your wee?
It was good.
It was good. Last time it was unsatisfying, Andrew. I mean, make up your mind.
All right. It's not Untappd. I change the ratings every time. It could be exactly the same beer.
I had some good banter to go with it. Anyway, okay, so shall we get on to beer? I had some good wee banter. Okay, shall we go on to beer number 3?
That's gold. Save it for later.
Beer number 3.
Okay, beer number 3 is...
It's my one again, isn't it?
It is.
Beer number 3 is... Wiper and True in the Pines Amber Ale.
You know what? I have not had a Wiper and True before.
Have you not? Have you not had the... I've had the Milk Stout.
No. And I absolutely love their design.
It's very good.
It's lovely.
Well, talking about design then, I'm going to say something about the label that I really like.
Oh, go for it.
It actually lists all the stuff. It lists all the hops, all the malts, even lists the yeast, I think, that they use.
It does.
Which I think... I massively applaud that when a brewery does that.
It's got the... Yep, it's got what batch it is. It's got the ML.
ML?
Do you know what an ML is? Where? Oh, that's the milliliter.
That's the size. What an utter professional.
Shit. It was confusing because it's in... There's ABV 5.3, ML 500, IBU, and then batch. So, you know, it was confusing me.
This is batch 13, I think, isn't it?
It does have one it was bottled on, too.
Yeah, I love it. Lots of detail. Like you say, it's a great design as well.
Yeah, and a bit of gold foil. Sucker for some gold foil. Okay, so this beer is In the Pines, which is their amber ale.
Yeah, I'm going to read this out. This beer is a balance between nectarous-rich malts, stone fruits and citrus notes from the hops, and a curious herbal complexity from a hint of fresh pine needles. Now, I don't know if that means they put pine needles in it or not. This beer is unfiltered, unfined, unpasteurised and alive. So
and
it's bottle conditioned.
Ungood. No, it's not. It's actually... So I just took a sniff of this.
So it's a lovely...
I got a pineapple there straight away.
Did you? Oh God, now you say that. I didn't get this last night.
Okay, listeners, wait, because we don't have the proper podcasting mic, so I need to get closer.
You know what? I did not get that when I tasted this the other night, and I am getting it now. Now you said it. That's weird.
Oh, Jesus.
So colour-wise, it's like a toffee brown.
Woo!
Slightly hazy toffee brown.
Oh, yeah, it's a proper amber. It's like a dark amber, because it's unfined.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is...
Jesus!
I know.
Your tasting notes are going to be wrong,
aren't
they?
My tasting notes are completely wrong because I don't know what beer I was drinking.
Did you accidentally get one of their other beers? Did you drink one of your home brews and think that it was this?
So, shall I...
Do your tasting notes and we'll tell you how wrong they are.
I've got some malty sweetness going on here.
A sweetness, yeah.
Yeah, and a hint of hops.
Well...
There's more hops than a hint at the moment.
Yeah, there's a shitload of fruitiness going on there.
I've got, so tasting, it's got quite a thick mouthfeel on it.
Yeah.
Even though it's what, it's 5.3? Yeah, 5.3. Malt, dark fruits, short-lasting bitterness I've got on this.
This, I'm not getting much bitterness at all here. But then again, I did just have my taste buds blown off by coffee, so.
So it's there, but it doesn't last very long. I find it very balanced, still quite light, even though it's 5.3.
Oh, yeah, this is gorgeous. You know what? This tastes quite a lot like our homebrew.
So my last comment here is Moorish. It's quite Moorish.
It is. It's the tropical notes on it. Pine.
Now you say it, I can smell it.
Oh,
and I couldn't.
It's gorgeous.
But you're saying pine or pineapple? Are you getting
pineapple? It's pineapple, which... I mean, there's a reason it's called pineapple, Andrew. It's because it's got pine notes to it.
It's not. Look, shush. So in the pines is clearly because you're supposed to be getting some piney notes off of it.
No, that's pineapple.
But it's not brewed with spruce buds or anything like that, as far as I can work out. Which some beers are. Some beers do have they get a herbal quality by putting
They try and suggest that there's a hint of fresh pine needles. But what they actually get is a hint, more than a hint. It's like being smacked around the face with some pineapple.
I've had more pineapple-y beers, but now you have said it, I can smell it.
It's gorgeous. Lovely. Balanced.
Is that just the suggestive qualities of you saying pineapple, though?
Yeah, I just keep saying pineapple. Pineapple.
So I've clearly picked Agadoo, push pineapple, shake the tree.
Yes. Looking it up.
No.
So, Agadoo from Bristol.
So I did go down a piney route, though. I followed a piney path.
Twin Peaks?
I just typed pine.
did you get the pine fresh ad, TV ad?
No, you've got a choice. Do you want some light, jangly indie pop?
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Which I was choosing to bring out some sweetness in this.
Okay.
Or do you want some Zydeco?
I don't know Zydeco.
Cajun Creole fiddles, very Americana.
You're saying words there, definitely, yeah. Cajun Creole Fiddle Americana.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that would sound like.
Yes, you do. Come on.
I know what that would taste, look.
Okay. Well, let's go with that. So I'm going to pick some Zydeco.
Good old Zydeco.
And
how do you spell that, Andrew?
Z-Y-D-E-C-O.
Of course.
Yeah?
Yep. Who are Zydeco?
No, that's a style of music.
Oh, it's a style of music.
Come on, there's a genre.
Shit me. I thought I was the king of subgenres, but you have just outdone me, sir.
Right then. So the band is called the Pine Leaf Boys. And then let's double up on a theme. The song is called Pine Leaf Boogie.
Fucking hell. You've just... Oh.
I've just jumped the shark.
You disappoint me, Andrew.
Did I jump the shark?
Yeah, you've literally just jumped on a motorcycle, put on your leather jacket... And jumped a literal shark.
Yeah. So I think it works.
Yeah. I'm going to start calling you Henry from now on.
I think it has all the high tones. It's got fiddles. It works, and it brings out sweetness in this to me.
Sure. Okay. So we're going to do it. I've got no idea what it's called because you just said pine a lot of times.
Yeah. Pine Leaf Boys.
Yes.
Pine Leaf Boogie.
Okay. We'll be right back. With Pine.
Pine Leaf Boys.
That was Pine Leaf Boys with Pine Leaf Boogie.
Boogie for In the Pines.
Oh,
I can see your poor sad face listening to that song.
Pardon me.
No. You thought it was too harsh.
So you said you wanted to bring out the sweetness, which already lioness. That was quite sweet.
Mm, yeah.
So poor decision. Just generally in life.
Oh dear.
But then that's I don't know. It was a bit rough around the edges. This is a smooth beer. This is like a
okay.
This is like a this is an oral equivalent of like poppy smooth jazz. I don't know.
Poppy
maybe not.
Smooth jazz. That Jamie Cullum.
Yeah,
if
maybe.
I play some Jamie Cullum.
So Jamie Cullum probably has a bit too much of an edge to it as well. You say with rounded sounds.
Okay.
You know what that means, right? Rounded sounds as opposed to...
You want some Harry Connick.
As opposed to sharp cornered sounds.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it worked.
Okay.
But you didn't.
No.
Aww.
No. Also, what the hell is Zinokini?
Zydeco. Look it up.
Zydeco. It's a genre.
Yeah, yeah.
It's American.
Yeah.
It's Southern.
Yeah, Southern.
So you said Creole, so I'm guessing New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, it's that vibe.
But I mean, if you're gonna go and you're anyway, why don't you go for like lovely blues, swampy blues? I mean,
because we're always playing blues.
Yeah,
whenever we get a dark beer,
yeah,
a bit
exactly.
of blues, a bit of jazz,
yeah, a bit of Tom Waits.
I thought I'd mix it up a bit.
Okay,
okay, so that's a resolute no.
Hey, you won on the first one, but the second one, I just wasn't feeling it.
Well, we'll just wait for your final beer, and woe betide you if you've chosen Massive Attack.
I've already told you what I've chosen, and you're a dick. Oh, honestly. Okay.
Beer number four, I think.
Okay, we'll get on to beer number four. So that was Wiper and True with In the Pines, their lovely amber ale, which is a really lovely beer. Like, that to me is above a four.
Ooh.
That's like a 4.5, maybe. Maybe even a 4.75.
I know, but it's a one bottle beer, I think. That's a.
Oh, hell no. I could be on that all night. I'd be.
No, you'd.
I'd be tanked halfway through the night.
You would.
But, yeah, I can drink a lot of that. I'm a big fan of those lovely fruity, tropical-y beers. Okay, so we're on to beer number four.
Four, which is Massive. Oh, sorry, I'm spoiling it.
Beer number four.
Yeah, you did. You spoiled. It ruined it.
Okay. So beer number four is what? Tell us, Luke.
Number four is from Bristol's Lost and Grounded.
Yep.
Who, again, do a lovely line in label.
Uh-huh.
Libush. Jesus. I'm already slurring and I've got a triple ahead of me.
Oh dear.
So this is apophenia.
What does that mean? Do we know what that means?
Yes.
What does it mean? I've
got it written down. I'll get to it in a second.
Is it a fear of something? Or is it
no,
a place?
Well, no. That would be apophobia. Wouldn't it?
Is it a place in Greece?
No.
What is it then?
Anyway, have you had any of the other Lost and Grounded beers?
Yeah, I've had the... Is it... Oh... Yes, I have.
See, I've had Running with Scepters,
yeah,
their
that's
lager.
That's the one I was...
Yeah, the craft lager, which is, I mean, for a lager, it's decent.
It's, yeah.
But, you know, not a fan of lagers generally, because I am a massive fucking snob. But this one, on the other hand, is... So this is a triple, which is obviously a Belgian style strong beer. This is obviously done, however, in the UK... In Bristol, because that's what this podcast is about. And it's brewed with orange peel and coriander and a bunch of... They actually chucked a bunch of sugar in here too to try and offset the booziness of it.
Is that like the Belgian sort of candy sugar?
Yeah. It's a heavy beer. It's 8.8%.
So no wheat on the label. I thought this might
No. And this is like, this is a dangerous beer. Shall we finish up our previous beer?
Good
so
job
we can actually pour it.
Good job it's in a tiny bottle. Well, it's not tiny. It's a 330.
Mate, I felt wrecked after having about two sips of this. Anyway, okay.
Put that on the bottle, mate.
Mate, I
this will wreck you.
Okay. You're getting into the lovely sound effect part of the podcast now. Okay, so I'm pouring mine here.
I need to finish this first.
Andrew needs to down his. Well, way too much head. That's what she said. We've even gone into that's what she said jokes.
It's a lovely clear.
Very clear. Light colour, nice foamy head. Just like your mum. Nose is basically an Australian. No, I'm reading the other notes. No! Straw paw. Nice head. Prickling.
Straw paw. Is that a straw paw?
Yeah, straw paw. It's got a straw. It's got a straw colour to it.
Yeah, I get what you mean by that. Straw paw.
Here we go. And before I read my next note, I just want you to have a taste.
I need to smell it first.
Okay, here we go. Give it a good sniff.
Ooh. Spicy notes.
Very spicy, very Belgian. Very Belgian. Nice little bit of prickling carbonation as soon as it hits your tongue. And then... Oh, God, lots of alcohol. Oh,
fuck. that's chewy.
It is. That's exactly it. It's like, it's... So
you swirl it around the glass and you don't get a sense that that's stupidly alcoholic.
No.
It's not...
It doesn't actually provide, like... So I think that the coffee stout gave more lacing than that. Yeah. Like, it was... Oh. Yeah. So you probably... I mean, okay, so it's a triple. So you should probably expect that. Because that is what a triple is. It's just boozy and spicy and Belgian-y.
But there's bitterness in there as well. It's long bitterness on the back of my mouth.
That's what she said. To be honest, I think this is a pretty nice example of a triple. It's, the nose almost hides the Belgianness of it, almost.
It does.
But then you take a sip and it just smacks you in the face. It's like, oh, it's burning on the way down.
Even though that's a 330, I'd share that bottle.
Oh, we've got two bottles of this, Andrew. Smooth, chewy, yeasty.
I find it really bitter as well.
Spicy.
I'm getting a long bitterness.
I'm not getting much bitter. Oh, see, the bitterness I just got all the way down my throat.
It really, bloody it really alcoholic. Coats your mouth.
It is. It's got... I feel like I'm being smacked around the head with a metal bar wrapped in clouds. And you know what? This was last night. I ended up to do the tasting of this. See, I'm slurring. I had a quarter of a bottle.
Wow. Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
Because I just couldn't... I could not go further last night. Okay, so we're making it sound like it's really hard work.
No, it's a great beer.
It's a lovely beer.
But it is.
I'd highly recommend it.
Yeah, because it's...
But do not have it after three other beers.
It's 8.8%. It's clear. There's a crispness to it, but there's...
Okay, so, Apophenia.
There's a boozy sweetness to it.
Apophenia.
Yeah.
The name. It's a philosophical term.
Right.
It is the tendency to attribute meaning to perceived connections or patterns between seemingly unrelated things.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah.
Now, the reasoning behind this, when I looked into it a bit more,
like astrology.
Was...
that's apophenia, isn't it? Because that's all bunkum.
So they came up with this beer
and
the concept of this beer when they were basically sitting around, didn't say drunk, but I think they were possibly stoned. Philosophizing about life late at night.
Okay.
And they decided that they wanted to make a beer that would help in that. And this belongs in a whiskey glass. See, like, this does not belong in anything resembling a pint glass.
So one of the ingredients is clearly coriander, which I associate with sort of a wheaty beer.
It's got coriander and orange peel.
So they're the sort of things I normally...
But this is basically, to me, this tastes like a nice standard triple, which is good. But this is like a sitting around late at night in the dark.
Oh yeah, but you
talking about life.
You drink one of these and you'll be on another planet.
Yeah, so it's something you might sip in a wingback surrounded by mahogany leather and books.
Yep.
I think that's pretty accurate. So, in musically, I wanted to go for something that would brighten it up, not make it too heavy.
Yeah,
which,
okay.
And considering I'd limited myself to Bristol acts, unlike you, I could have gone down a proper dark trip-hop route. But
would that have worked with this if you wanted to lighten it up?
Yeah, well, no, I wanted to lighten it up. I could have gone down a trip-hop route, and that would have been great for philosophizing on life, but we also may have wanted to hang ourselves at the end of the podcast. Okay. So I thought maybe something a bit brighter, something a bit contemplative.
Okay.
Also, very important for this podcast, something that wasn't 12 minutes long. So, wanted to go for saying Bristol. So yes. Bristol sound,
yeah.
Not too heavy, went super obvious. As you've mentioned 4 or 5 times in the podcast so far, okay. I did go for Massive Attack.
Interesting, you don't think they're heavy?
No, not okay. at all. Especially, all right. So I went for Teardrop, which is probably their biggest song. Or Unfinished Sympathy. But Unfinished Sympathy felt a bit heavy for this. But Teardrop, I thought, went nicely. I want to be in wingbacks, and unfortunately we're in kitchen chairs. But I can turn the lights off if you want.
Well, I'll be intrigued to see if this works, because okay. I always associate Massive Attack with that whole trip-hop vibe, with the dark undercurrent throbbing through it. Mm. Regardless what they put over the top over it.
A little bit.
It's always, there's a menace to
anyway,
it.
Anyway, get contemplative.
We'll do, I'll try it now.
And everybody else, this is get your apophenia ready, or if not, then just get a suitable triple substitute, maybe a tipper, if you can find a nice tipper. Or even a dipper. We might even go that. But saying heavy, dark, thick. Not dark. And this is Massive Attack with Teardrop. That was
Teardrop.
Nile.
The Milk Lemonade song. That was explained.
Massive Attack with Teardrop, yes. So Andrew wants to sing the alternative lyrics.
No, everyone knows what the Milk Lemonade song is, and if you don't... Milk
Lemonade. Anyway.
Carry on.
So juvenile, Andrew.
Oh, that's what I always think of when I hear that song.
So my problem was, I didn't know what to match with this beer.
No, it's weird, isn't it? Because there's a sweet thickness, almost honey-like quality to this.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if maybe saying High and Dissonant would have worked better.
To do what?
Gave it
what
a sour edge. Although I think because afterwards, we just, before we started recording again, put on some like properly heavy sort of, oh, black metal.
Yeah.
And I've got acid reflux now. It's a problem.
But, so I'm not entirely convinced with that.
No, neither am I, to be honest. So you know what? I'm with you. Shit job, Luke.
So, because to me, Massive Attack is a band. There is this... trip hop vibe going through it. It's bass, but it's dark. It's
you menacing. Saw what I was going for. Like,
yeah, I get what
her voice
for.
Is very up. The weird the fucking harpsichord or something in the background is quite high toned. You know, it does have the low and actually, like I was just drinking it then, and it did sort of bring out a bit of bitterness.
Well, I mean, you've got two sonic qualities going on in that song, and he sounds like a wanker. But you know what I mean? You've got
two sonic qualities going on in that song. I'm going to go watch some trains now.
So if you know, when you get beers that are quite well balanced, you know, this is a strong beer, but it's sweet, and I think it's got some heavy bitterness in there as well. So what do you do? Do you pick something that's balanced, or
you throw in the towel? Say, sorry, Lost and Grounded, we cannot match this to music. This is an unmatchable... Here we go. Maybe we can start a new section of unmatchable beers.
It's not unmatchable.
Or maybe we put it to the listeners.
Or I'm just going to go away and come back on next month.
No, I'm putting it to the listeners. Screw you. Twitterverse, podcastverse.
Yeah, we will... Yeah.
Please hit us up at Rhythm and Brews. No, at Rhythm Brews UK. Jeez, I can't even get a... username right at Rhythm Brews UK. Get your hands on an Apophenia, which you can get in any good bottle shop and online in the right places. I'm sure a bunch of them probably have it. Check Beer Hawk, check Ales by Mail, check Beer Fear. I don't know. Anyway, and tell us what you'd match that to. What would make that taste? What would enhance that taste?
Yeah, what do you want to
enhance? And hey, Lost and Grounded, get in touch. Yeah. Let us know what you would pick.
Please.
There you go. Proper cop out at the end of our... So this is why they don't like it when we don't have guests on. It's basically just...
We are rambling now. So Luke,
just me and you sitting in a room getting drunk.
Yeah, we're tailing off now. So what have we got next month? So hopefully we've got some other guests next month.
Yes. So next month we're going to head down to Tottenham Hale.
Yep.
And meet up with the maybe two brewers behind Brewheads, or at least one of them. The lovely Italian men.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to you basically just playing Dean Martin at Tamore.
You stolen my thunder completely.
Shit. but that'll be good. And then coming up, we've got some exciting guests that we're still trying to organise.
And pin down.
Yeah, we'll we're hopefully gonna half spoil it. We're hopefully gonna get up to Edinburgh in the next 6 months, which will be very exciting for maybe the best beer tweeters ever.
I hope so.
That should be good.
Can I also throw something out?
Go for it.
We're not that far off of Christmas. I'd like to get suggestions if anyone has them for good Christmas beers.
Yeah,
I would. You know,
good shout.
I'd like to get some good Christmas beers.
I also want to put out a... For anybody who's made it this long into the podcast, the whole one of you, I want to ask you a direct question. Would you like to see Rhythm and Brews live?
And we don't mean naked and in the flesh.
We do.
Okay.
Oh, pardon me.
Do you want to see that live?
Rhythm and Brews on stage with guests.
On roller skates.
Bit of audience participation
in feather boas
with panda bears.
Yep.
It could be quite good, but we just want to make sure that people actually want to, they don't want to the illusion ruined by seeing us in real life. We're just not sure. So so let us know. Hit us up, Rhythm and Brews UK on Twitter, Instagram, Rhythm and Brews on Facebook. And I think that's probably it for this month.
I think that's where we should stop.
I think basically apophenia is going to our heads.
Apophenia? Why didn't you pick quadrophenia?
Because that would have just been a fucking cop-out, like you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
so thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening. I should have picked, what's his face? Courtney Pine.
Okay.
Why didn't I pick Courtney Pine?
Thank you. This has been Rhythm and Brews, episode 10. Look forward to episode 11 next month on the 20th, as usual.
Yep.
Bye.
Good night, and
I'm going to go watch Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah. Jamie dies. Spoiler alert.
Better not. I can hear